The latest thriller from John le Carré is turning into another of his worldwide bestsellers, but it's hard to find the novel in Kenya, the country where it takes place. Kenyan booksellers, aware of the book's negative image of their country, are refusing to stock The Constant Gardener out of fear of being punished by the authorities, the BBC's Andrew Harding reports.
I'm standing in the back of a Nairobi bookshop, feeling a bit like an undercover agent. I'm not allowed to tell you which bookshop, and I'm not allowed to reveal the name of the man standing next to me. He's the manager, and he's agreed to talk, in suitably cloak-and-dagger fashion, about John le Carré's new thriller, a bestseller which I can't seem to find anywhere in Kenya.
Are you not stocking it?
No. No, we're not.
Why not?
Really can't take the risk. The risk of the repercussions, the possibility of getting sued by the government or getting shut down for that matter.
But it's a work of fiction.
If a book upsets certain people and they feel they have been wronged by it, we really don't have the strength. The system is not geared towards challenging or having your day in court, anything like that. So,
you mean the courts wouldn't be impartial?
A nervous laugh if ever I heard one. And it was much the same story in a couple of other bookshops. Luckily, I got my own copy of The Constant Gardener sent out from London. The book is a fictional story about an evil international drugs company, but it's set firmly in real-life modern Kenya, and it's not very polite about the authorities here. Listen to this on page 52. The government is terminally corrupt, the country is bankrupt, and there's not a corner of it that isn't falling apart from fraud, incompetence and neglect.
In Kenya, the truth is always stranger than fiction.
John Githongo runs the Kenyan branch of Transparency International, an organisation dedicated to fighting corruption. He's not been able to find John le Carré's book here either.
It's self-censorship as a result of fear on the part of these bookshops, because they've had to pay out huge sums of money to one of our cabinet ministers who took them to court for stocking books, which he said, you know, defamed him. There's a feeling perhaps that the fiction in this particular book might mirror the truth in Kenya perhaps a little bit too closely.
It was last August that a Kenyan minister sued two shops for selling another British book, a work of non-fiction, which appeared to implicate the minister in a gruesome murder. My nervous contact in the book world winced at the memory.
I'm fairly convinced that if the bookshops had been given a chance to withdraw those books, they would have done it in a second. I don't think there's anybody in the country who would ever want to put themselves in a situation where they take on the government or influential people over an issue of free speech.
The BBC's Andrew Harding.